go, kicking with your torso. Boys getting high and the girls even more so. Wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
No fucking chance. Yes, nobody, look at this. Got, no one puts ketchup on the hot everybody. I got the gift, gonna
stick it in the goal. It's time to move. We're back again. 3 weeks in a row. You didn't think we could do it, but we did. Episode 3, Season 2, Hooked on Fun. I'm the hot diggity dog, Director of Fun Ryan, and...
Everybody's favorite Alec.
Like, literally the only Alec that I know.
The best Alec. It's not even Alec, though.
Sponsored by Miller Lite. Anyway, we're here for episode 3, like I said, Hooked on Fun, presented by Empty Bellies. Big food, big fun, just like us.
And we'd also like to give a quick shout-out to... Happy birthday, Ricky!
Happy birthday, Ricky, from before. This is currently why I'm honoring him with his hot dog suit, because he loves the hot dog suits.
And hot dogs.
Also, today is Thursday. Just announced Beef is back. So happy birthday also to Ethan Hunt. It is his birthday. The most beautiful man in all of Welland Jackfish Land.
Such nice hair.
I've touched it. I have touched the locks of... He doesn't know I did, but I did.
It's just like majestic.
Majestic, beautiful. It's a thing of beauty. He's like a unicorn.
Everybody loves Ethan.
They do. You see that smile?
Even the moms.
I'm actually very, very jealous of his girlfriend.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah, she is a very nice lady. We love her. And all the girlfriends of Jackfish Land.
He's back.
So let's dive right into it. Let's talk about the guys that are back that we just recently announced. So the Silent Assassin, Teodoro Ortega is back.
Thanks, J-Mac, for spoiling our fun on that one.
Yeah, he ruined it on State of the Franchise Address.
They're like, oh, it's no big deal. It's no big deal. We're just sitting there like, bruh.
Unbelievable.
But it's okay. He's back. And we're very excited for Teodoro. A full season of Teo.
I'm actually just super excited to see him just strike someone out and just mean mug the entire population.
He is like 110 pounds wet.
Well, that's the funny part is when he did arrive, no offense to Teo of any kind, but we're like, what is happening right now?
Like, there's no way this guy throws.
And then 95. He goes to London and throws piss missiles down the, you know what, and strikes out a bunch of London majors.
And gave up no runs in the regular season.
So, yeah, we got him back. We got two more import spots we can fill. There could be some news coming up on that. Very exciting stuff. Well, Mullen's already back, which, by the way, if you've watched the last 2 days on our Instagram, Mullen has hit two absolute
bombs.
It's a stratosphere. Like, someone texted me the other day in the league that said that highlight, that would have cleared the bushes at Mullen Stadium.
Like, the biggest hanging curveball of all hanging curveballs was deposited into left field.
It would have absolutely cleared Wellington Stadium Bush.
10,000 Panamanian fans screaming and
I don't know if they know that one, but they're doing their own little dance. It was like an Irish jig, but it's like Dominican or Colombian or Panamanian.
Bring them on over, Robbie. Save some for us, though.
Also, I don't know if you'll see sometime soon on our TikTok that Jox has been working on his Duolingo. So he's been learning Spanish. So you'll have to take a look at that. It was actually pretty goddamn hilarious yesterday. I got to tell you.
Jox talks?
Well, he does in Spanish.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's the only thing he knows. But
should we bring up the elephant in the room right now, Ryan?
What's that?
The Bills. How are we, Bills Mafia?
Sorry, guys. Thank you, Football Jesus, for ruining all that is.
Moment of silence for the Bills.
Yep. Anyway, so that's over.
Yeah. So as we all knew
what happened. As we all knew what was going to happen, it was going to get rigged by the NFL, Roger, and his referees. Patrick Mahomes and Taylor Swift stole it from us. Thanks, Doc.
How many times is Taylor going to be shown
like
on TV
music,
in the Super Bowl
I don't like
now?
You. Honestly, over under, like at least
10
over,
and a half.
At least over 10 times.
Yeah, we'll take the over two.
And all I got to say is the big green machine better, you know, stop the red train because I can't.
I can't handle it.
There's people online that are talking about boycotting the game.
I mean, like, I don't want to watch it.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to watch it.
You want to drink Miller Lights, eat chicken wings, and watch the game. Let's be serious here. Yeah. Over under on how many Miller Lights
cans or bottles?
Does it really matter?
Or pints?
Does it really? Where are you going to watch the game at?
My house.
I guess I'll come over.
I guess there'll be cans then.
Yeah, I'll be drinking by then. Yeah.
You're still sober.
I'm a day away. Well, today and tomorrow away.
Isn't this like the worst time? Like, you're just so close.
I'll be honest with you. There's been so many instances where I could have had a ice cold Miller Latte, but I decided against it. And this is the first time in my 34 years of being alive, except for when I was a wee little baby, that I have gone this long without drinking.
Illegal.
I can't.
I'm proud of you.
I can't confirm or deny when I started drinking the jungle juice. But it's been a long time, and I actually feel pretty good. I don't know that I'm going to go right into – actually, that's a lie. I'm going to be here.
No.
I'm going to be here in this room Saturday. On the 6th for Ideapalooza with all our closest friends. And randoms, and probably gonna polish back a bunch of
probably games. At least like 8.5.
Yeah,
that'd be the line on that Ideapalooza day.
I don't know about her.
By the way, in a couple of weeks, we'll have a lot to talk about because, like you said, Ideapalooza is coming up. We always find the most random things to talk about and the most random ideas and events and things to do, which is what we love.
Well, that's the thing. So, I guess anybody watching this, how we come up with our ideas, what we do is we get into a room together and we put out beers
and we get drunk a little bit.
No.
Some people.
No, we don't. I just winked at you. We have some food, and we get a big whiteboard out, and we just start slapping ideas on it. And that's everything. Not just theme nights or promotional giveaways. It's like how we operate our entire business goes into this night, and everybody and anybody can come and sit in on it, come up with ideas with us. More the merrier.
The more beers you crush, the better the ideas get. That tend to be how it works.
I now know why Alec has come to this meeting. He has no interest in doing any ideas. He just wants to drink all the Miller Lights. Unbelievable.
Free beers.
So we're going to come up with that just like the one we're going to talk about next, which is Wiener Appreciation Night. No, it is not what it sounds like. It has to do with the almighty hot dog. So we are going to do a night that is dedicated to the hot dog. Stop touching me.
I want to eat you.
I know, but... You only like ketchup on your hot dog.
I like ketchup and mustard.
It's actually disgusting. So if anybody's watching this, please put in the comments if you like ketchup or mustard or both on your hot dog. But anyway, if I ever see you put ketchup on your hot dog, I'll literally...
Emma does it for me.
I'll commit you to the psych ward. Yeah, so it's me. $1 hot dogs that night, presented by Tender Cuts, like we've done in the past. But we're going to encourage people to come dressed as a hot dog.
You can do the 999 challenge.
And you will get a prize for being dressing as a hot dog that night. So
are you gonna be a hot dog that night?
I'm definitely, all of us are gonna be hot dogs.
All the staff are gonna be hot dogs.
Everybody's gonna be a hot dog.
Little hot dogs, big hot dogs.
You're gonna be
wide hot dogs.
Super scrumptious that night in our hot dog suits, ketchup or mustard only. Hashtag no ketchup. Just like the Chicago Dogs and the American Association.
I'm gonna go crush dogs in front of you with ketchup on them right now.
Yeah.
It's great. They're delicious. I can't wait for that. You can do the 999 challenge very cheap that night.
You could. Have you ever done it at the Jays? Of course you did.
Do I look like somebody?
Look at this specimen. Of course he's crushed like 19.
Do I look like somebody who is able to afford $20 beers times 9?
Well, I'm actually just asking what the dollar dog day they have.
I kind of want to do it.
So do I. But I mean, like, so here's the thing though. With ours, there was guys like, oh, dollar hot dogs. I'm going to crush like 10 of these things, 12 of these things.
More.
They're not. No. They're not the little red hots.
They're not the Jays ones.
They are these normal are big size wieners. Big wieners. And
we love big wieners at Jackfish.
We might even actually bring back the footlong.
$5 footlong?
No. Oh. The footlong hot dog at Jackfish Land. So, but there's guys that come in and think they're gonna crush 10. They don't know.
No. Nope.
Like 4. Done.
Yeah. Ever. That's basically 8.
Yeah, they're very large for a dollar. Thank you, Tender Cuts and Port Colborne and Fort Erie for your gracious sponsorship on that night. So it's gonna be a good one. Last year we did just over 1,000 hot dogs.
We're gonna do more.
We want to break it every year. So we'll look at crushing that number.
Every
do you
dog
know how many hot dogs is, you sold this the, over the entirety of last season.
Do you have a number?
Can you guess?
Does Emma know?
Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah, no. Good of it. I don't know. So I'm going to say like
audience. What do you think?
Mysterious student or mysterious audience that we have today. We can't say who we have today.
Can't say who's in here.
It's a mystery.
Anyway, out of Doyen, how many do you think?
How many hot dogs?
How many hot dogs do you think we sold last year?
1,200.
No, that was one night.
1,200, that's fine. Mystery man here. What do you think?
He can't talk because people will know.
1500.
1500. Bro, we just sold 1,000 in one night. We said last year.
Try 10,000 hot dogs.
I was gonna say like 12.
We did 10,000 hot dogs last year.
10,000 glizzies.
That's a lot of glizzies.
Well,
we love glizzies.
OVs and glizzies.
Yeah.
Welcome to Welland, baby.
Well, literally, if you look at our artistic pattern and all of our branding, there's literally a hot dog in it. That's how much we love the glizzy. Someone just texted you about a glizzy. Yeah.
No, same. Unfortunately not.
You gotta tell me what you wrote here, because I don't know what that is.
Our Nicaraguan boys.
Nicaraguan. Yeah, we do have three Jackfish representatives in the 2025 Americas series.
Yeah.
Which is a bunch of different countries from somewhere on the planet.
Yeah, we don't know.
We got Davey Mendez.
Poppy.
Robert Mullen. And we also got Enrique Saldana.
Enrique.
I think Colombia. I don't really have a clue.
Is Robbie playing for
No, he's playing for Panama.
Oh, he's Panama and Davey's Colombia.
No, Davey's playing for Dominican Republic.
DR? Are you sure?
No, I don't know that.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Because that's where he's from.
But don't forget the Costco run, by the way, for Ethan
Costco's. What is your Costco run? Like, what do you get at Costco?
I don't know. What is this Costco run?
Okay, this isn't time for texting. This is the podcast.
Now that Ethan's back.
Ethan is back. What do you get at Costco? What's your Costco go-to?
Come on. Like when I go shop there or when I eat there?
When you go shop there, then we'll talk about the eating part.
Oh.
Have you done it? Actually, keep going.
What?
Keep going.
Well, I obviously down a couple glizzies with ketchup and mustard, obviously, because I'm not a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll do a little ice cream as well.
Okay, but what's your favorite thing to buy at Costco, though? Not food related. Like, not at the concession stand.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, not food related, but like, what do I always get when I go to Costco? The Chicago Mix popcorn.
Oh, I never had that one.
Gas. If you never had Chicago Mix popcorn, it's out at TJ.
Mine's gonna throw you out, like,
gas
in the left field.
And I also like to buy, what are those things called? The pretzels with the chocolate and the marshmallows.
The peanut butter pretzels?
No, do you know what? Those are good too.
Those are good too.
Those are really good. But like they're like chocolate pretzels with like caramel on top.
Oh, I have seen those.
So the clusters?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
So those mine is, and I have them in the office right now, as well as just fruit snacks in bulk pack. Good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, crush like six of those a day.
Oh, wontons. That's the other thing.
And wontons there?
Not like wontons, like meat pasta things. I forget what they're called.
Have you ever gone there just to go from counter to counter getting samples?
I thought about taking a girl on a date there just to do that. I think it'd be pretty funny.
That would be a very unique date.
We should
actually know what we were doing yesterday in the office. It was yesterday, the day before, was we were reading CJ and one of our other staff members' Tinder conversations.
You don't want to look at
on me. Camera.
You don't want to look at
me. Oh, you should come in next Wednesday because we are going to be doing a video on TikTok about reading Tinder. Oh, we should actually probably do a Tinder night and like find people's conversations and put them on the video board.
I have way too many matches on Tinder. I mean, I don't even have Tinder. What are you guys talking about?
You're not married, so you're fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
But yeah, it's we're trying a lot of new social media things. Glory's in the office on Wednesdays now. She's taking lots and lots of videos.
So I got a match just like that.
We're off the hop. Good Dog. For you. We'll See? Talk about that later. But
show that right there. Wow. Match. Finding love in a hopeless place.
That's amazing. So yeah, moving on from Tinder.
How about we talk about this?
We're talking about Stomping Stand. So this season, on I think it's July 5th, we are doing our Stompers Night.
This is beautiful.
It is. To show appreciation for the history of Niagara baseball. And if people that are watching this don't know, there was a single-A affiliated team in St. Catharines called the St. Catharines Stompers back in the 80s and 90s. So we are going to do Stompers Night. We got this t-shirt, a black t-shirt. We have a couple hats, maybe a hoodie. But if you come to the game to reminisce about the good old days in the 80s and 90s, we're going to have a grape stomping station. That's a thing.
CJ's going to drink the juice.
Okay.
At the end of the game.
Well, maybe he will. With the dirty feet juice. Grape juice.
Yeah, that's
we'll make a wine out of it.
Call it wine.
Call it, yeah.
We can call it
foot fungus.
It's going to be great. Chardonnay. Right on top of the dugout.
Yeah. So
Jackfish Chardonnay.
We got that. We got a couple people coming from the old Stompers.
Are they old? Really old?
Well, the owners are older. the old owners, Terry and Mike. And Rod Mahood will be there. He was the original Stompers PA announcer.
We're aging Rod like that.
We are. And a bunch of other people are going to come. We're going to try to see if we can get some players, potentially. We'll see what happens. And we're wearing purple jerseys. Those will come out soon.
Oh, they look purple so, hats. So beautiful.
And, yeah, got some uniforms. So it's going to be a cool night. We did well in Pirates Night our first season, so now we're doing Stompers. And, I mean, look at the logo. I mean, look at that.
It's just like, how many brands can one baseball team have that are the best in the league?
Oh, we have another one coming, too.
We have, like, four. And there's another one.
We have another one. No. Oh, that one, yes. And another one.
Cream.
No.
We have another one, too.
We have another one on top of that one.
Do I know about it?
I think so.
Pecan! Oh, yeah. We're toeing the line with that one just a little bit, but
yeah, it's gonna be. Yeah, but that one will come out a little later.
We'll deal with it when it comes
much closer to the season. But we're still waiting on some stuff for that. But they're all really cool nights, so I can't wait for the promo schedule to come out in March.
We're gonna have so much to talk about over the next like 2 months of the season. We got new jerseys, we got new brands, new logos, new merchandise, promo stuff coming out. All of this stuff is coming out in the next few. So, like, these, like, first, like, little bit of podcasts, like, just get everybody back in the groove.
Yeah, then we have new players and then all the time.
Yeah, like, maybe we'll try and get some guys
Alec,
on.
Alec, you know, in his crazy drunken escapades through Niagara. We'll talk about those all the time because, I mean, why not?
Sometimes it happens. You just – it's fun.
Always sponsored by Miller Lite. Which, by the way, if you're watching this and you want a giant Miller Lite Jackfish poster in your establishment, call me.
Okay, these are the nicest things ever.
There's only one up right now. It's at tailgates.
Massive. Schedule on it. Looks like the real thing.
It would look
thing.
Great in your room.
It actually would. It would. And if you love Miller Lite, it's like win-win. Mm-hmm. So it's like sponsored by Miller Lite, actually. But no, they're gorgeous. But yeah, we have anything else to talk about today, Mr. Glizzy?
No, the only thing I'm going to say, and
this is the last time you'll see Ryan sober on the podcast, yes. By the way.
What? I'm not going to get drunk at 10 a.m. on Thursday or Wednesday.
No, because you canceled, actually, so it is a Thursday.
This is a Thursday. Usually we do these on Wednesdays, but I had to cancel. I had to cancel. But this will be my very last podcast with no drinks.
Sober.
Well, no. Just my very last podcast.
Any last like words you would like to say about how it went for you?
Honestly, I'll never do it again because I really didn't feel a difference.
Do you feel lighter?
No.
Do you feel like you lost
weight? I don't miss the hangovers, I'll tell you that.
Do you feel
like
a better person?
Not really.
Do you feel like you lost your friends over this month?
Honestly, the worst part about it was sitting with friends of mine while they were having beers and I was drinking non-alcoholic beer and just feeling like
we were actually going to invite
such
Ryan.
A sellout.
We were going to invite Ryan to BP when we were crushing beer sticks.
Towers.
And we were just like, you know what? You can't come.
I can't even come. Like, it's the thing. It's socially acceptable to come and not drink the beer.
Time. Not in a rude way because, like, you just can't
isn't
come
that,
and then
isn't
not
that
drink
wild,
it.
Wild, though?
You can't
if
come.
I can figure it. See, listen.
Disrespectful.
If I could figure out a way, I know there's, like, these weird, like, pills and stuff that you can take after you drink that makes you feel great the next day. None of them work for me.
But look what I do.
Like, I've tried that. If I could figure out a pill that takes away my hangover, I can get back on that train. I can get back in that drinking train. But
well, the season's just around the corner.
I'm not saying drinking like during the week and get banged up every day. I'm just saying like a nice Saturday. Have
after
a
Jackfish game.
After a Jackfish game. Uber home kind of thing. Yeah, I could get behind that.
Stuff happens at Jackfish
games. But I do not miss the hangovers. I do miss having a beer, just one, after like a day or kind of thing. Not every day. But like if we're going out for beers, I do miss. Or
like a casual Tuesday night beer. Or like a casual Thursday night beer?
Well, my friend Niagara Falls asked me to go out for wings and beers. And I said, well, I'll go for the wings, but I'm not drinking. And he goes, oh, do you want to reschedule? I was like, why do I have to booze to go hang out?
It's sacrilegious. It's sacrilegious to hang out.
I ended up going there and I had Heineken Zeros. Which, don't get me wrong, it tastes the same, but
it's
wasn't
not
the same.
We're proud of you, though.
Thank you. 31 days.
All the Jackfish, 31 days sober, Ryan Harrison. Put a plaque up for that.
It's not really so much sober. It's just literally 31 days of just no booze.
Your wife must have loved this month.
Well, she's doing it too.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it's a tag
geez.
Team. Yeah.
That's
she's also working out every day. So No, shout out to her. She's amazing.
You aren't working out every day.
I've done her workouts 3 times, and every time I've done it, I've wanted to die. My abs hurt still, and it was 4 days ago.
Speaking of workouts, we got a little give a little shout out, a little love to our favorite Matty Ice.
Yep.
Who we realized.
Hey, 40 meteors, you want to throw him on the old website? No one's gonna be mad about it. Nobody.
He was triggered.
Well, I sent him a screenshot.
Yeah, I know.
Saying, I thought you were on this team. He's not on our website either, but that's also because we don't have a headshot of him.
No, but we love Matty Ice. And his feelings were hurt. You
know what the worst part is? I don't remember his last name anymore because I just know him as Matty Ice.
Hey, that's all you need to know him as Matty Ice.
In the summer, is he Matty Grass?
No, it's always Matty Ice. Okay. It's always been Matty Ice. Is Matty Ice because he likes crushed beers this after games?
That's a boy.
Ice cold beers.
I thought it was because he was a hockey. I hear he throws some ridiculous things. Anyway, we're talking about is our athletic therapist, Matthew. He has the funniest email. It's so crazy.
What did he say? He created it in grade?
I don't know.
It was like grade like 8 or 9. Are you gonna say what it involves?
I don't even remember what it is. Go Go Joe or something like that.
It's hilarious.
But he kept it. He loves it. So,
but he's a great guy. Anyways, I think we covered mostly everything we needed to cover this week.
We'll be back next week. We'll talk about more wieners, stompers.
These shirts are for sale right now. So I mean,
drinking Miller Lite. Apparently, that's a going theme in this podcast.
Buy your shirts.
Those are on sale. Shop.rowanjackfish.com. I'm Director Fun Ryan.
I'm Alec.
See you next week. Cheers.